Ukraine security issue.
On May 21st, the 87th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that the Russian army had lost a total of 28,850 troops and almost 9,000 pieces of weaponry and special equipment. The fiercest fighting is taking place in the eastern and southern regions, where the Russian invaders are pressing on with their offensive, aiming to occupy the entire Donetsk and Luhansk regions and retain control of the land corridor through the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions to Crimea. So far, all their attempts to advance have failed, and they have suffered heavy losses in personnel and material, so the Russian military command is sending reinforcements and additional hardware. Over the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian defenders fighting in the Donbas have beaten off 11 enemy attacks and destroyed more than 30 Russian armored vehicles, guns, and other equipment. The Russists continue to shell Ukrainian frontline and rear positions, as well as residential areas and civilian infrastructure facilities throughout the country. Russian bombs, missiles, and shells have destroyed more than 11,000 buildings in the Luhansk region. Residential areas have suffered most of all. On Friday alone, they destroyed nearly 50 apartment buildings and private houses in the city of Severodonetsk. The Russists also shelled a local school that served as a shelter for civilians. As a result, three people were killed. Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, says it is impossible to count all the killed and wounded in the region. Enemy attacks continue in many areas. Cities and villages are constantly shelled. Unfortunately, enemy strikes are growing in number and intensity. So is the number of civilian casualties. Sometimes we can't give the exact number because some areas are shelled all the time. It is impossible to reach them to count the killed and the wounded. The situation is very complicated. The Russians have thrown in all their forces to storm Severodonetsk. They also try to cut the Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway through which civilians are evacuated and humanitarian cargoes are delivered, said Serhii Haidai. He added that 38 people, including 12 children, were successfully evacuated on Friday. According to him, Ukraine currently controls only 10% of the region's total area. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reports that the Russian invaders are trying to hold their positions in the Kharkiv region, while continuing to shell and bomb towns and villages north, east, and south of Kharkiv and reinforcing their battalion tactical groups with tanks. They also continue to shell towns and villages in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions located near the Russian border. The General Staff warns of the persisting threat of missile strikes and bombardments from the Belarusian territory, while Russian naval forces continue to launch cruise missiles from the Black Sea. On Saturday, the Ukrainian air defense shot down missiles over the Vinnytsia region and the cities of Kyiv and Mykolaiv. One missile struck a military site in the Rivne region, and another destroyed a fertilizer plant and other industrial facilities in the Odessa region. The Russian invaders terrorize Ukrainians in every city and village they occupy. In the Kherson region, they block evacuation and humanitarian deliveries. In the Azov port city of Mariupol, they announced an evacuation of civilians on Friday. But minutes before the people boarded the buses, they were told that the buses would go to a filtration camp and then to Russia. Those who refused to get in were threatened with weapons and then detained. Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor, said on Saturday that the Russian occupiers of Mariupol were trying to restore the operation of the seaport and that demining was underway. They also threatened to blow up the Azovstal steelworks, he said. That would definitely cause a huge environmental disaster because there are hundreds of thousands of tons of toxic waste stored there. If it gets into the sea, it will kill all flora and fauna there. Meanwhile, wounded Ukrainian soldiers are being evacuated from Azovstal, the last stronghold of the defenders of Mariupol. The Ukrainian authorities do not disclose details of the operation mediated by Western partners the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The operation began on May 16th, and Kyiv has pledged to bring back the Ukrainian defenders through a prisoner exchange. President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed on Saturday that soldiers of the Azov regiment remained in the bunkers of Azovstal and continued to fight, although the top military command had given an order to save their lives at any cost. The war with Russia will end at a negotiating table, but only after Ukraine's victory on the battlefield, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an exclusive TV interview on May 21st, the third anniversary of his inauguration. He admitted that when he was taking office, he wrongly believed that diplomacy could stop the war, but said that diplomacy would be necessary in the future.
Я думав, дійсно, що закінчити можна суто.
I really believe that it was possible to stop it through dialogue, exclusively through dialogue. Now I understand that the end will be diplomatic, I mean the full stop. It's like a hybrid car running on both gas and electricity. This hybrid war is very hard and the road to victory will be very rough and bloody. The victory will definitely be won on the battlefield, but the end of this war will definitely be in diplomacy. I'm certain because there are things that we can't complete anywhere else but at the negotiating table. The president added that the subject and goal of the future negotiations with Russia would depend on when and where they take place. Last week, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russia had sent Ukraine a draft document with clear formulations concerning the effectiveness of peace talks. Kyiv did not confirm it, and Moscow accused Kyiv of withdrawing from the negotiating process. May 21st was marked worldwide as Europe Day and Science Day. In Kyiv, public activists started a special flash mob of gratitude to the countries giving refuge to millions of Ukrainians that fled the war. Ukrainian refugees recorded videos with words of gratitude and posted them on their Facebook pages with the hashtags Brave and Thankful. Words of appreciation will also be published on the Facebook page of the Public Communications Department of the Kyiv City Administration and on the info portal of the Vechirny Kyiv Daily. Marking Science Day, the Minor Academy of Sciences initiated online lectures with Nobel Prize winners. On Friday, the Academy offered an online lecture with Randy Shekman, the winner of the 2013 Nobel Prize in Medicine. Jointly with Thomas Zudhoff and James Rotman, he discovered the regulation mechanism of transmission of substances in cells. Later, the video of the lectures will also be available on YouTube and the text version on the Academy's education and science platform.